Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You're listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of June 29, 2022. Do you know that men can read smaller print than women? Women can hear better. Today's archive star of Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition goes to Shi Qi Yu and Jilong Wang, for publishing two papers in a single day. Today, we have selected 9 papers out of 33 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Quang Ting Cheng, Chair Professor of EQI and CSE, CUST.
Paper title:
FedRare: Federated Learning with Intra and Inter-Client Contrast for Effective Rare Disease Classification.
Authored by
Nanan Wu, Li Yu, Xin Yang, Quang Ting Cheng, and Zhengqiang Yan.
Paper abstract:
Federated Learning, FL, enabling different medical institutions or clients to train a model collaboratively without data privacy leakage, has drawn great attention in medical imaging communities recently. Though inter-client data heterogeneity has been thoroughly studied, the class imbalance problem due to the existence of rare diseases still is underexplored. In this paper, we propose a novel FL framework FedRare for medical image classification, especially on dealing with data heterogeneity with the existence of rare diseases. In FedRare, each client trains a model locally to extract highly separable latent features for classification via intra-client supervised contrastive learning. Considering the limited data on rare diseases, we built positive sample queues for augmentation, i.e. data resampling. The server in FedRare would collect the latent features from clients and automatically select the most reliable latent features as guidance sent back to clients. Then, each client is jointly trained by an inter-client contrastive loss to align its latent features to the federated latent features of full classes. In this way, the parameter/feature variances across clients are effectively minimized, leading to better convergence and performance improvements. Experimental results on the publicly available dataset for skin lesion diagnosis demonstrate FedRare's superior performance. Under the 10-client federated setting where 4 clients have no rare disease samples, FedRare achieves an average increase of 9.60% and 5.90% in balanced accuracy compared to the baseline framework FedOvd and the state-of-the-art approach FedIRM respectively. Considering the broad existence of rare diseases in clinical scenarios, we believe FedRare would benefit future FL framework design for medical image classification. The source code of this paper is publicly available at github.com/wnn2000/fedrare.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Claudio T. Silva, New York University.
Paper title:
Towards Global Scale Crowd Plus AI Techniques to Map and Assess Sidewalks for People with Disabilities.
Authored by
Miriam Hosseini, Mikey Sockstad, Fabio Miranda, Andres Subsuk, Claudio T. Silva, and Johnny Frolish.
Paper abstract:
There is a lack of data on the location, condition, and accessibility of sidewalks across the world, which not only impacts where and how people travel but also fundamentally limits interactive mapping tools and urban analytics. In this paper, we describe initial work in semi-automatically building a sidewalk network topology from satellite imagery using hierarchical multi-scale attention models, inferring surface materials from street-level images using active learning-based semantic segmentation, and assessing sidewalk condition and accessibility features using CrowdPlus AI.
We close with a call to create a database of labeled satellite and streetscape scenes for sidewalks and sidewalk accessibility issues along with standardized benchmarks. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Chang Ji, Professor of Electrical Eng, RPI.
Paper title:
Deep Structured Prediction for Facial Landmark Detection.
Authored by
Lisha Chen, Hui Su, and Chang Ji.
Paper abstract:
Existing deep learning-based facial landmark detection methods have achieved excellent performance. These methods, however, do not explicitly embed the structural dependencies among landmark points. They hence cannot preserve the geometric relationships between landmark points or generalize well to challenging conditions or unseen data. This paper proposes a method for deep structured facial landmark detection based on combining a deep convolutional network with a conditional random field. We demonstrated superior performance to existing state-of-the-art techniques in facial landmark detection, especially a better generalization ability on challenging datasets that include large pose and occlusion. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Liang Wang, National Lab of Pattern Recognition.
Paper title:
A Comprehensive Survey on Deep Gate Recognition, Algorithms, Datasets, and Challenges.
Authored by
Chuanfu Shen, Qiqi Yu, Jilong Wang, George Q. Huang, and Liang Wang.
Paper abstract:
Gait recognition aims at identifying a person at a distance through visual cameras. With the emergence of deep learning, significant advancements in gait recognition have achieved inspiring success in many scenarios by utilizing deep learning techniques. Nevertheless, the increasing need for video surveillance introduces more challenges, including robust recognition under various variances, modeling motion information in gait sequences, unfair performance comparison due to protocol variances, biometric security, and privacy prevention. This paper provides a comprehensive survey of deep learning for gait recognition. We first present the odyssey of gait recognition from traditional algorithms to deep models, providing explicit knowledge of the whole workflow of a gait recognition system. Then deep learning for gait recognition is discussed from the perspective of deep representations and architecture with an in-depth summary. Specifically, deep gait representations are categorized into static and dynamic features, while deep architectures include single-stream and multi-stream architecture. Following our proposed taxonomy with novelty, it can be beneficial for providing inspiration and promoting the perception of deep gait recognition. Besides, we also present a comprehensive summary of all vision-based gait datasets and the performance analysis. Finally, the article discusses some open issues with significant potential prospects. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Peng Wang, School of Engineering, Faculty of Engineering and Built Environment, the University of Christian Theobald, Professor of Computer Science, Max Planck Institute for Informatics, Saarland Informatics, and Wenping Wang, the University of Hong Kong.
Paper title:
Noi Ries, Neural Reconstruction of Indoor Scenes Using Normal Priors.
Authored by
Jiaping Wang, Peng Wang, Xiaoxiao Long, Christian Theobald, Taku Komura, Lingjia Lu, and Wenping Wang.
Paper abstract:
Reconstructing 3D indoor scenes from 2D images is an important task in many computer vision and graphics applications. A main challenge in this task is that large textureless areas in typical indoor scenes make existing methods struggle to produce satisfactory reconstruction results. We propose a new method, named NoiRes, for high-quality reconstruction of indoor scenes. The key idea of NoiRes is to integrate estimated normal of indoor scenes as a prior in a neural rendering framework for reconstructing large textureless shapes and, importantly, to do this in an adaptive manner to also enable the reconstruction of irregular shapes with fine details. Specifically, we evaluate the faithfulness of the normal priors on the fly by checking the multi-view consistency of reconstruction during the optimization process. Only the normal priors accepted as faithful will be utilized for 3D reconstruction, which typically happens in the regions of smooth shapes, possibly with weak texture. However, for those regions with small objects or thin structures, for which the normal priors are usually unreliable, we will only rely on visual features of the input images, since such regions typically contain relatively rich visual features, for example, shade changes and boundary contours. Extensive experiments show that NoiRes significantly outperforms the state-of-the-art methods in terms of reconstruction quality.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yutaka Matsuo, Professor, University of Tokyo.
Paper title:
Robustifying Vision Transformer Without Retraining from Scratch by Test Time Class Conditional Feature Alignment.
Authored by
Takeshi Kojima, Yutaka Matsuo, and Yusuke Iwasawa.
Paper abstract:
Vision Transformer, VT, is becoming more popular in image processing. Specifically, we investigate the effectiveness of test time adaptation, TTA, on VT, a technique that has emerged to correct its prediction during test time by itself. First, we benchmark various test time adaptation approaches on VT-B16 and VT-L16. It is shown that the TTA is effective on VT and the prior convention, sensibly selecting modulation parameters, is not necessary when using proper loss function. Based on the observation, we propose a new test time adaptation method called Class Conditional Feature Alignment, CFA, which minimizes both the class conditional distribution differences and the whole distribution differences of the hidden representation between the source and target in an online manner. Experiments of image classification tasks on common corruption, CIFR 10C, CIFR 100C, and ImageNetC, and domain adaptation, Digits datasets and ImageNet Sketch, show that CFA stably outperforms the existing baselines on various datasets. We also verify that CFA is model agnostic by experimenting on ResNet, MLP Mixer, and several VT variants, VT August Reg, DIT, and BAIT. Using BAIT backbone, CFA achieves 19.8% top 1 error rate on ImageNetC, outperforming the existing test time adaptation baseline 44.0%. This is a state-of-the-art result among TTA methods that do not need to alter training phase.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Alexander Alahi, Assistant Professor, EPFL.
Paper title:
Pedestrian 3D Bounding Box Prediction.
Authored by
Saeed Sadat Najad, Yi Zhou Ju, and Alexander Alahi.
Paper abstract:
Safety is still the main issue of autonomous driving, and in order to be globally deployed, they need to predict pedestrians' motion sufficiently in advance. While there is a lot of research on coarse-grained, human-centered prediction and fine-grained predictions, human body key points prediction, we focus on 3D bounding boxes, which are reasonable estimates of humans without modeling complex motion details for autonomous vehicles. This gives the flexibility to predict in longer horizons in real-world settings. We suggest this new problem and present a simple yet effective model for pedestrians' 3D bounding box prediction. This method follows an encoder-decoder architecture based on recurrent neural networks, and our experiments show its effectiveness in both the synthetic, JTA, and real-world, new scenes datasets. The learned representation has useful information to enhance the performance of other tasks, such as action anticipation. Our code is available online, github.com/vita-epful/bounding-box-prediction. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Stefan Winkler, IEEE Fellow Deputy Director at AI Singapore, Associate Professor at NUS.
Paper title:
Generating Near-Infrared Facial Expression Datasets with Dimensional Effect Labels.
Authored by
Calvin Chen and Stefan Winkler.
Paper abstract:
Facial expression analysis has long been an active research area of computer vision. Traditional methods mainly analyze images for prototypical discrete emotions. As a result, they do not provide an accurate depiction of the complex emotional states in humans. Furthermore, illumination variance remains a challenge for face analysis in the visible light spectrum. To address these issues, we propose using a dimensional model based on valence and arousal to represent a wider range of emotions, in combination with near-infrared, NIR, imagery, which is more robust to illumination changes. Since there are no existing near-facial expression datasets with valence arousal labels available, we present two complementary data augmentation methods, face morphing and cycle-gon approach, to create near-image datasets with dimensional emotion labels from existing categorical and/or visible light datasets. Our experiments show that these generated near datasets are comparable to existing datasets in terms of data quality and baseline prediction performance.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 9.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Lei Yu, Department of Computer Science, Binghamton University.
Paper title:
Detecting Tiny Objects in Aerial Images, a Normalized Wasserstein Distance and a New Benchmark.
Authored by
Cheng Shu, Jinwang Wang, Wen Yang, Wai Yu, Lei Yu, and Gui Song Xia.
Paper abstract:
Tiny object detection, TOD, in aerial images is challenging since a tiny object only contains a few pixels. State-of-the-art object detectors do not provide satisfactory results on tiny objects due to the lack of supervision from discriminative features. Our key observation is that the intersection over union, IOU, metric and its extensions are very sensitive to the location deviation of the tiny objects, which drastically deteriorates the quality of label assignment when used in anchor-based detectors. To tackle this problem, we propose a new evaluation metric dubbed Normalized Wasserstein Distance, NWD, and a new Ranking-based assigning, RKA, strategy for tiny object detection. The proposed NWD-RKA strategy can be easily embedded into all kinds of anchor-based detectors to replace the standard IOU threshold-based one, significantly improving label assignment and providing sufficient supervision information for network training. Tested on 4 datasets, NWD-RKA can consistently improve tiny object detection performance by a large margin. Besides, observing prominent noisy labels in the Tiny Object Detection in Aerial Images, AI-TOD, dataset, we are motivated to meticulously relabel it and release AI-TOD V2 and its corresponding benchmark. In AI-TOD V2, the missing annotation and location error problems are considerably mitigated,
facilitating more reliable training and validation processes. Embedding NWD-RKA into Detecto-RS, the detection performance achieves 4.3 AP points improvement over state-of-the-art competitors on AI-TOD V2. Datasets, codes, and more visualizations are available at chaseoshui.github.io/AITODV2/. Isn't that cool?